Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
All right, you guys, it's time for another Christmas wish.
Yay.
This is a hairstylist, so you girls are gonna get some advice from her.
What's wrong with my hair?
No, I'm just saying, she does hair and makeup.
I need some help. I'll give you some tips.
All right, let me see if I can get her on the phone right now.
And now, another Kid Craddock Morning Show Christmas wish.
Hi, Denise, is that you?
Hi.
Hey.
Hi.
How are you doing this morning?
Good. How are you?
Doing great. My name's JC. I got Kelly Raspberry, Big Al Mack, and Jenna Owens. We're the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Hi, guys.
Hey,
good
what's
morning.
Up?
What are you up to this morning?
I just took my little girl to school.
Yeah, we'll talk about your little girl in a second because we actually got a letter here from somebody who loves you quite a bit. And if you don't mind, we'd want to read that letter for you right now.
Okay.
Dear Kid Craddock Morning Show, I would like to nominate a good friend of mine, Denise. She's a single mother of two children. Denise is a hairstylist, wig master, stage manager, makeup artist, whatever you need done. She hustles to get some amazing contracted jobs, and I've never met anyone who works harder than this woman. I myself was out of a job for 6 months and doing a show with her. I was broke and scraping to get gas money back and forth to the theater. She would slip a $20 bill in my phone case or in my bag, even though she was struggling herself. That is the kind of person she is. She not only pays her bills, but also her parents. This summer, her father had to have his leg amputated. She was teaching a summer class when she got the phone call. She took 2 minutes to take a break and went right back to class. Please consider her. And that is from your friend, Crystal.
And Crystal's on the phone right now, Denise.
Hey, Crystal.
Aww.
Hey,
girl.
Crystal, Denise really stuck a $20 bill in your phone case.
Yes. She would try to give it to me, and I tell her, no, I'm fine, don't worry about it. And then I get home, and there's the button, and she'd stick it in my bag at night, and I try to give it back to her, and then I'd go home, and there it is again.
Denise, you sneaky, sneaky.
And I know she's struggling, and so I finally started to get back on my feet, and I don't know anyone who deserves this more than her.
Aww. Oh, thank you.
That's very nice.
She's such an amazing person.
Oh, Crystal, thank you.
And I'm sure it's not easy, Denise. You're a single mother of two kids, right?
Yes.
What are your kids' names?
My daughter, Angelie, she's 11, and my son, Paul, he's 16.
And being a single mother, I know you bust your butt every single day to go make some money, but when Christmas rolls around, I'm sure you get a little stressed out like most single mothers do, right?
Yes.
What's Christmas looking like at your house this year?
Well, my car broke a couple of days ago, so... Right now, we're just figuring it out.
Isn't it crazy? Right around the holidays is when all that starts to happen.
It's like your car
breaks
knows.
Down.
It's like your car knows. You really need me bad this year. I'm going to go ahead and break down.
Yes. It's like, my God, come on, just make it to the end of the year.
Right?
There you go.
Denise, based on this letter that Crystal wrote us, and hearing your voice, we can tell you're an awesome person. So what we want to do for you and for Crystal is we're going to go ahead and we're going to grant this Christmas wish, okay?
Yay!
We're going to stuff this in your pocket.
It might not fit.
It's not going to fit. But before we can get into that, what's Angelie looking for this Christmas?
Oh, Angelie loves anything. She's the girliest girl, and my kids are performers at the theater I work at, so they work just as hard as I do. If you see me no more than 10 feet behind me, you see my kids.
And
they're so talented.
They're happy with anything.
Okay.
So she's
We're
a girl.
Happy with anything.
What about Paul? What's he into?
He's also an actor.
He's a great artist, too.
Yeah, he loves to draw. He's amazing.
Here's what we'll do. Denise, we're going to give you a gift card to Toys R Us. And... You can find all the girly girl stuff you want in there. Or
and art supplies. I bet they have that,
yeah,
too.
Yeah,
art supplies, yes.
Yeah.
They have plenty of stuff for you to get for Angelie and Paul, and you don't have to worry about that coming out of your pocket.
God, thank you.
And we're also going to give you some cash. And I don't know if you want to use that towards a Christmas tree or if you want to put it towards the car to get it fixed up or get some food, whatever you want to use that. Get something for yourself.
You're a single mom. I'm sure it'll go to good use.
That's so amazing.
The goal of this Christmas wish is for you not to have to worry about Christmas and to keep working hard and you let us take care of that, okay?
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Crystal, and everybody at the Kid Craddock Show.
You're welcome.
I'm all waving on my porch like a dork.
And Kelly wants to come by to see if she can get a touch-up on her hair.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, anytime.
Thank you.
Yeah, because Denise is a hairstylist, so yeah.
And it's dark. When I go dark, them gray shows so fast. Yeah.
And how's your dad been doing?
My dad is doing okay. He's on his way to recovery. He's just about to start therapy, like, right now. He's getting ready to go to the doctor, so he's starting to learn to use his new leg.
Yeah.
It's hard, but we're working on it. We're taking him out and, you know, trying to help him get walking. And
yeah.
It's just a big emotional blow right now, too.
Yeah, I can only imagine. Well, when he's ready, I have a buddy who has a gym for adaptive training, and if your dad wants to, I would love to take him down there so he could see, after he's done with his therapy and all that, I would love to take him down there and some ideas for exercising and stuff afterwards,
okay? Oh my gosh,
okay?
That would be so awesome.
I know you guys live a little bit out of town, but that'd be cool if he could make it up here. I'd love to take him out there.
It's a super inspirational place.
Yes. Oh my God, that would be great.
All right, well,
that would be amazing.
You keep in touch with us, and you tell him to keep working hard, and you guys have a very Merry Christmas, okay?
Thank you. You guys have a Merry Christmas, too.
Merry Christmas.
Christmas wishes really do come true on the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
It's the most beautiful time of the year. Lights fill the streets, spreading so much cheer. I should be playing in the winter snow, but I'ma be under the mistletoe. I don't want to miss out on the holiday, but I can't stop staring at your face. I should be playing in the winter snow, but I'ma be under the mistletoe. With you, shawty, with you. With you, shawty, with you. With you, under the mistletoe. Everyone's gathering around the fire, chestnuts roasting like a hot July. I should be chilling with my folks, I know. I'ma be under the mistletoe. Word on the street, Santa's coming at night. Reindeer's flying through the sky so high. I should be making a list, I know. I'ma be under the mistletoe. Shawty with you. Shawty with you. Merry Christmas. It's the most beautiful time of the year. Lights fill the streets, spend so much cheer. I should be playing in the winter snow, but I will be under the mistletoe. I don't want to miss out on the holiday, but I can't stop staring at your face. I should be playing in the winter snow, but I will be under the mistletoe.
Got love letters to Kelly coming up in about 20 minutes.
All right.
And part-time Justin, now full-time Justin. He's been doing something for about a month and a half. He'll finally tell us what he's been up to after work. He's been working at a craft. And Elena and Jenna Owens.
So baby, pull me closer in the backseat of your.
It was like a double date. Jenna, Elena...
I wish.
And the chain smokers. You guys got to talk to them at Jingle Ball?
Yeah. This has been like the jam.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's huge, but before it got really big, me and my friends would constantly play this. Like, every time we got in the car, this would be
They've had a lot
chosen.
Of jams.
They have, yeah. I mean, they're really talented.
Roses. Yeah, they've had a lot of hits this year.
And I feel like if you're a dude that doesn't sing very well, he can do it. He does the song justice, but it makes you feel like, all right, man, I could actually keep up with this guy and sing along.
He's fine.
He sings good. You know, he's not a singer. He'll tell you that he's a DJ, but he got to sing on a song, and he's a normal, regular guy. So you're like, yeah.
It's probably the biggest hit.
The first time I saw that they were performing live, I was very curious about how that was going to happen. Because I'm like, so we're all just going to watch you kind of just like have headphones on.
It's like a Calvin Harris thing. Yeah. Like you're like, you're just going to watch someone play music.
Yeah.
Who was
but they're fun.
Out of the two of you, who was the most excited?
I probably was
Elena.
More excited.
Definitely
than
Elena. Well, I was a little nervous going in just because of what Elena said to me. She goes, all right, Jenna, I have the first question, and I'm going to say I have one important question, one question only. And
like,
I'm
like, you got the rest.
And I was like, oh, man, I don't know if that's going to work.
I knew I had one question I wanted to ask.
Yeah. Okay.
So I'm going to throw Elena on the bus because you were way more excited and she stood there next to them. You know, we had to have the artist stand on one side and we stood on the other side and Elena was so excited. She just turned her back to me.
I was like, bye, Jenna.
But you know what? When someone's more excited than the other person, that's fine. I totally get it. Like, I'd probably be that way with Rihanna.
Right.
So it was fine. So I'm like, okay, all right, you take the lead.
Okay, here's the double date with Jenna, Elena, and the Chainsmokers.
I have to say that I do appreciate so much that you are enjoying an ice cold beer beverage in this interview.
My favorite.
Good.
Ice cold beverage.
I would offer you a koozie, but it's over there.
Is it or is it a sponsor?
No, I love Bud Light.
The finest of Bud Light.
Yeah. Yeah, we're big Bud Light fans.
Me too.
You probably have to do that though, right? When you're
had
when
about
you're
20 of them
doing in
club. No, I'm just kidding.
No. I'm just kidding.
Matter of fact.
Yeah. So what's up?
Have you brought your parents to the club?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
my parents love the club.
Did they love it?
My dad came to Vegas and, like, discovered Vegas, and then, like, a month later, he was there with all his friends.
Okay, well, I'm dying to know, Closer, Huge, Giant, were you expecting all of the magnitude of what that song has become?
No. I mean, you could never expect something like that, you know what I mean? But, we were really grateful. We worked really hard on that song, and it's amazing to see so many people enjoying it. But, yeah, I mean, long answer short, no, we did not know.
Were you expected to get ousted by the Mannequin Challenge song?
I don't care. That song's awesome.
Yeah. Do you love it?
Yeah, that song is really tight.
I have to know, though, what Blink-182 song did you guys beat to death in Tucson?
I keep changing it.
Oh, okay.
It was originally I Miss You, but my favorite Blink-182 song is Feeling This.
Oh, yeah.
So
I don't
it's
know
originally Miss You, though.
I don't know why I ponder that often, but like as I'm falling asleep at night, I'm so curious. I'm like, I wonder what Blink-182 song it was. I think I've tweeted that 7 times.
People ask me all the time about the mattress thing, and I'm like, what is it? Why do you care so much?
I'm way more invested in Blink-182.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm like you guys because I'm a huge Kanye fan, and I know you said in a Twitter Q&A you did that that's your like dream collaboration.
Yeah.
We just want to hang out with him.
Do you?
Yeah.
See, I don't know if I do, but I love him, but I love his music.
Yeah.
If you were to remix one of his songs, what would you do?
Wow.
I'm going to say an obscure one, Streetlights. Do you know that
really?
One? Yeah.
That's super
I love that
obscure.
Song. Yeah. He's low-key. That's like such a well-written song that I don't think he gets enough credit for.
Going
he
deep.
Really is a lyrical genius.
Yeah.
We're the only Kanye fans. Like,
no, we're not.
You think? At our show.
I'm certain we're not.
Everybody else hates him, but I feel like we love him.
It's social media, I think, that's gotten him into trouble. But you guys have gotten into a little bit of trouble on social media. Do you think it's just because you say whatever you want and then people just like, I don't know, every time I read something about you guys, it's like, oh, man, they're getting into a beef with Gaga.
I don't think
we've
been in that many beefs.
Yeah, a lot of them are just like created by the internet. Or we just didn't do anything at all.
Yeah,
and they
would
just
you say
have happened.
That's the hardest thing, like adjusting to fame, is you just hear you're like, I did that, like some crazy story, like gossip magazine will.
I mean, I messaged him the other day. And I was like, you think like with such an amazing year, you'd be like, oh my god, like that's the best thing that's happened this year, and like, but you're like, man, it's sometimes like all that stuff overshadows it, and it sucks. And we're not like trying to get caught up in all that nonsense, but I guess you know that comes with the territory.
I mean, social media runs the world now, right? So
is it true?
That's a terrifying thought.
No.
Is it true that some old lady stole a keyboard from you guys?
Yes.
Yeah.
Really?
A video on
what swamp happened? Two swamp monsters.
I love that word. I haven't heard that expression in so long.
If you saw the video, you would be like, what the hell are those two things? But yeah, I got my piano solo and my two things in the middle of the night.
Well, was she caught?
No, because they didn't have license plate. No, I had the cops come over and everything. They had their face, but like we didn't have license plates on their cars on the back or front. So
breaking more laws.
And like I mean, shout out to LAPD, they're great, but like they weren't too interested in solving this crime.
That's a
bummer. Got a lot to deal with.
Yeah, what Christmas song would you guys remix? You have any Christmas jams you like?
God.
I feel like the Grinch when I don't know how to answer this question.
Yeah.
You know it's fine. I'm not a huge fan of Christmas
I would remake
music.
The Alvin and Chipmunks Christmas song because it's so annoying.
Just make it worse.
Yeah, yeah. One or the other.
One or the other.
Or like Feliz Navidad because they need a new version of that song. Sure. I feel like they just hear that on loop.
Well, look, you have a new project. You're welcome. You've got two new things upcoming.
Yeah.
Everybody get excited. 2017, we're coming.
Christmas album. Yeah.
Christmas aside, when are we going to get some new music? Because I read you have like a whole bunch of unreleased tracks you're sitting on.
Yeah, I mean, we really are. I mean, we just released our collage EP with, Setting Fires and All We Know, which are relatively new. So hopefully that holds people over for a little while. But
just give us a little taste.
Yeah, I mean, we have a lot of really exciting things. I mean, we were just saying, earlier how, the stuff we're working on now, we couldn't be more excited about. Yeah. And I think, just based on the reaction to Closer and everything, I think these are, even more interesting and cooler things. So, we'll see what happens next. You can never predict anything, like we said, but we're pumped.
Well, awesome. We're excited to see what's going to happen with you guys. Y'all are fun to watch and obviously make some jams and enjoy beer. So
All right.
Very well rounded.
Yeah. Thanks a lot, guys.
Thank y'all.
Thank you.
The Chainsmokers.
They make some jams.
Just walking with a beer, looking all cool.
Yeah.
I love that about him. Just no shame.
Yeah.
Heck yeah.
That selfie song, that was the first one, right?
I that we play on the radio. That one.
Yeah. Let me take a selfie.
Yeah,
that was the Chainsmokers.
First one. I think they've gotten better. I like
my anthem. They have.
I like
the
latest stuff. Yeah.
Were there any digits exchanged, Elena?
Because
you were kind of known for throwing that out there a little bit.
I wish. I did hear that they went out afterwards.
They did. My buddy was with them.
Yeah, and I'm also mutual friends with him, and so he invited me, and I was like, I really got to wake up early. I don't know if I want to do this. And then right when I got home and got in bed, he goes, oh, hey, by the way, Chainsmokers and Backstreet Boys are out right now, and I'm at their table. And I was like, no!
Elena growing up.
Opportunities. I know.
Elena last year would have gone out and been late to work.
I tried to be responsible, but I mean, how did you guys would have forgiven me if I hung out
she
with
wouldn't
Backstreet.
Have shown up.
That's not true. I've never done that.
Would have forgiven you. Oh yeah.
If I was partying with Backstreet Boys and the Chainsmokers,
just be here on time.
I might not have forgiven you.
Oh yeah.
Well, I would have called you and been like, Kelly, I'm picking you up. We're gonna go hang out with
I would be more offended that I wasn't the one calling you.
Why didn't you go hang out, Kelly, with the Backstreet Boys that night?
I told you.
They were very, very busy people.
They were at the club.
I didn't know about that.
Kelly had to get back to the Raspberry Manor.
I have hung out with them before back in the day.
Back in the hangout days.
Would you have gone?
No, not that night. It was a school night.
That still weighs so heavy on my heart. Like, I think about it a couple times a day. I'm like, I could have been hanging out with, sure, we get to talk to them, hang out with them, but it's such a rush backstage. Like, they've got a meet and greet to go to or another interview to get to, so it's a really quick encounter. Like, what if I could have just chilled with them?
Oh, I'm a sucker. If somebody asked me to go out and I will go. And the only time that's ever happened was when I went out with Kid and the guys that sang Pictures of You.
Pictures of you.
What was his name?
That was
Last
Kelly's.
The Last Kiss Goodnight. Pictures of you.
Isn't that Curtis? No.
Yeah, his name was Curtis. And we were at a club, and Curtis made the DJ turn the music down and started singing Pictures of You to the cocktail waitresses.
Was that a fun night for you?
That was a very fun night. And then Kid and I didn't get any sleep. But we went to work, and we had a cool story to talk about. What, Kelly?
Nothing.
No.
You know, he's married now and has a little boy.
He got married?
Very well. Yes, he is.
The band broke up, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was it the Last Kiss Goodnight?
I think so.
I don't know.
The Last Goodnight.
The Last Goodnight.
One Last Goodnight. Kiss Goodnight.
Didn't we hang out with Hinder one night? No, he hung out before he came in.
Yeah.
Man, those guys.
My best night was hanging out with Cobra Starship. That was fun.
That was fun.
And I've hung out with the Backstreet Boys before, too.
Oh, remember we saw Katy Perry and Travis McCoy when they were just started dating.
Yeah, hooking up.
Full on making out on a couch at the Ghost Board.
We've had some fun times, but I'm I'm over that.
Yeah.
I'm not quite over it.
No, you're
no, you're just getting started, girl. You're just getting started.
You're in your prime. I guess if I get invited to hang out with Metallica, I have to go for Alan's sake.
Yes.
But I'm, yeah. I'm thinking that's not happening.
Never know.
Why not?
Never know.
It could happen. Know.
It could happen.
I never thought I would get to meet the Backstreet Boys, and here I am, mm-hmm. living my live stream. So, and the Chainsmokers, man.
I bet you Metallica doesn't party hard anymore.
You think? No, I don't know.
I bet they party.
Because we got to, my buddy and I got to go meet Korn, that band Korn, and we're expecting, dude, we got to get our livers ready. It's going to go crazy. It's going to be all sorts of partying going on. No, they were just drinking water.
They were like doing yoga.
Yeah, there was yoga being done.
Wow.
Okay. They're reading books. Jonathan, the lead singer, was like reading a book on the couch. I'm like, this isn't what I expected.
All
right. It all changes. Maybe you will have a different experience with Metallica, Kelly.
Maybe.
Are you ready for some love letters to Kelly?
Yes, I am.
We have a mustache dilemma.
The mustache in love letters?
Yeah, dilemma. A mustache dilemma in love letters.
All right.
We'll get to that next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
It's fair to say this is the longest running bit on the show.
Yeah, I think so.
And the only expert we have on the show. Of course, I'm talking about Kelly Raspberry. And this is a segment where you write us in and you tell us what you're going through in life. It could be about love. It could be your family. Anything related to you. And how can Kelly help you with that? Right,
sometimes
Kelly?
Sometimes it crosses over the lines of love.
Yeah. Did you get a PhD to get this expert title?
I have a PhD in life.
Dang right you do. All right, well, we'll get to it with
love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
A little over a month ago, I deleted my boyfriend's mom from my Facebook. But before doing so, I informed my boyfriend that I was going to do it. Well, this past Friday, I guess his mom figured it out and brought it to his attention. And now he's upset about it. I mean, I just unfriended her. I didn't insult her, and he knew about it for over a month. So my question for you is, do you believe he's overreacting over something so small? He sent me a message that he doesn't know if he sees a path forward for us because of this.
Wow.
I never thought me deleting his mom would cause all this unnecessary drama. And that's from Monsi.
Well, Monsi, it is. What did she say? She didn't think it was insulting, or what was the word she used?
She said, I didn't insult her. I just deleted her.
She did insult her. She did insult.
But you know, yeah. Could you potentially know how moms be, are. They can be kind of annoying on Facebook.
And this could also be your potential future mother-in-law. So you need to go, if you really want to save this relationship, if you think it's worth saving, it would be really nice to go to the woman and have a conversation about it. Say, I'm really sorry I hurt your feelings. It's just, you know, it was just kind of awkward. I was posting some things. Maybe I shouldn't have posted, and kind of just get it out in the open. Because if you don't have a good relationship with your man's mother,
it ain't going to work.
Mm-mm. Oh, I mean, it can work, but it's not going to be good.
It's tough.
It's going to be awful. And apparently he is already saying, you know, my relationship with my mother is very important to me. So I need all the women in my life to get along. So you need to figure that out or move on.
Yeah,
what are you posting? What are you posting that your boyfriend's mom can't see anyway?
Maybe she was overposting.
It could be that, but she didn't say that, so I have to assume stuff.
You can hide her.
Yeah, exactly. You can block her feeds. You don't have to unfollow her. You can just not see what she's posting. It's just about what the girl's posting.
There's obligatory friends out there you got to have, just ones you can't delete.
Nothing worse than when you find out somebody deleted you on Facebook.
It hurts your feelings.
It really does.
Were you guys upset when I deleted my entire Facebook
friends
account?
We knew, and you did a blanket.
You gave us the warning.
You also told us.
But if you selectively delete somebody or unfriend or whatever, that kind of hurts. That kind of hurts.
Yeah, you need to be considerate of the woman's feelings.
She probably should stop twerking so much. I bet that's what it is. She's doing some stuff on there that she didn't want her future possible mother-in-law or whatever to see.
If you're posting things
and
that you're
shots and
right,
stuff.
You shouldn't be posting anything that you'd be ashamed that someone would see like that.
Well, I'm not saying
a potential boss. But it's true.
Yeah.
I'm ashamed of all my pictures from 2007 till about 2010.
Is that a rough period of time for you?
A lot of partying.
A lot of partying, Jenna.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's some pictures on there. I'm like, yikes. Why did I put that up there?
I'm glad social media wasn't around on my college spring break.
Yeah, me too. Didn't you get body painted?
Uh-huh. Yeah. No, it's the wet t-shirt contest.
Oh, that one.
Remember when I lost to Willow?
Oh, Willow.
Well, she was dancing, Jenna. She was a professional.
She was a local. She knew what was up.
I wonder what Willow's up to now.
Let's pour a little out for Willow.
Probably the same thing.
Thanks, Al. Uh-huh.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
Mustache emergency.
Oh, man.
Yep.
You know something about that.
Against my girlfriend's wishes, I decided to grow a mustache for Movember.
For years, my girlfriend forbid me from ever growing a stash, but this year, I decided to grow a crumb catcher anyways.
A what?
A crumb catcher.
Crumb what is catcher. That one?
I thought the crumb catcher was below the lips. Yeah. Are you eating upside down?
I guess he's eating upside down. What's that? Maybe he just wants to give nicknames to the stash. Well, now Movember is over, and my girlfriend is obsessed with the stash.
She loves it.
She is now begging me not to shave the lip toupee.
Oh.
Now she has some weird laundry fetish about the stash. Oddly enough, the lip rug has brought us closer together.
This guy's got so many names for his mustache.
The lip rug has brought us closer together in our relationship than ever before. But here's the one thing.
Mm-hmm.
I hate the stash. I'm dying to shave this caterpillar off my face. Now I'm starting to think she likes my nose neighbor more than me.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, gosh, dude.
My nose neighbor.
Help. How do I get rid of the stash without ruining everything that brought us closer this Movember? That's from Colton.
Colton, why don't you just talk to her about it and say, look, I'm not really a big fan of this, but I'm going to let you have it for the winter. How about that?
But they smell.
Well, I mean, you can wash it.
No, you can clean it. Yeah, they're grooming products. But why don't you just come to a compromise? Say, you know, I know you love it. I'm not really a big fan. I'll let you have it until March or whatever. And then I'm going to have to go back. I mean, why don't you just make a compromise like that? But I thought men love it when they do something that turns their woman on.
Yeah.
Dude, you know why I have a beard? Because my girlfriend told me she wanted me to grow a beard like Common. And I did. And I have not shaved in 4 years.
And I told you guys when I did have my stash for that one, night that I went out.
That one Photoshop.
My wife told me she was weirdly turned on.
See?
That wasn't really a mustache.
It was a mustache. You could see it. There was hair on my lip. It was a stash.
That was more like a nostril tickler.
I would just have a conversation with her, tell her that it's not your favorite thing, but because you know she loves it so much, you'll leave it on through the winter.
Okay.
How's that?
Compromising.
Keeps your lip warm during the winter.
Right.
Lip warmer.
Lip warmer. Right.
Another day.
Love letters to Kelly.
Here, Kelly, you're the love expert.
I am.
I've been married to my ex twice. Oh. Yes, I said twice. We share a beautiful little boy together and 16 years on and off. For some reason, we just can't move past each other. We keep trying, but only to end up facing the same BS that tore us apart once before. He's lazy, but means well. Shut up. At times, I think our love life is more of a chore than a choice. We talk all the time like the bestest of friends and want to try again, this time with counseling. Are we crazy to try again with counseling? Your advice is appreciated. Yours truly, Motionless in Mississippi.
Well, if you've never tried counseling, why not? You know, there has to be some reason that it's not working. So if you want to try it one more time with counseling, go for it. But I don't think either one of you have made a really great effort to find someone else. It's just easy to go back to what you know. It's the devil you know, right? And that's what they say.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to, I'm going to give you permission to try it one more time. But how much more of your life are you going to waste? I mean, this is like a waste.
Right.
I mean, yeah, you've got a child together and you'd like to have a home for your child. So I'm saying give it one more valiant effort with the counseling. Put everything you have into it. And then if it doesn't work out, you need to break it off once and for all, or you're both going to be in this never-ending cycle of never feeling completely happy.
Yeah. But if he's it's hard to fix lazy.
Yeah, he is what he is.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe with counseling they can figure out what he's doing that bothers her, what she's doing that bothers him. Maybe his laziness is a result. Maybe he's rebelling against her being, you know, too controlling or something. There's got to be something more to the situation here than he's just lazy.
But there's lazy people.
You know, there are just lazy people.
Some people are just lazy.
Yeah. That is true.
And that's a huge turnoff to a lot of girls.
Yeah.
Give it apparently one more try.
Not to her, because she's been with him for 16 years.
She put up with it for a minute.
I mean, he obviously wasn't too lazy to make a baby.
Well.
He might have been.
Never know.
Yeah. Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
It has been 16 years together, not counting years of childhood sweetheart love, and I am still waiting for the day he pops the big question.
Oh, boy.
I know it seems like a lifetime to some women, but up until the last year or two, it never crossed me as bothersome. Our two children are growing quickly and are asking often, and I tell them, hopefully soon. Is this man I've devoted my heart to a procrastinator or just a wuss to commit? 16 years together, not counting the childhood years. Patiently waiting, Jennifer.
Well, he's not a wuss because he's committed to the relationship. He just hasn't committed to the marriage. and you've given him everything he wants without him having to put a ring on.
Kids.
So where's his motivation to seal the deal?
Yeah.
Right? A lot of people are in committed relationships without a wedding ring, and they look at, I hate to, you know, use the old standard of Hollywood, but Goldie Hawn and Kurt Russell. They've never gotten married. They've, as far as I can tell, there's never been any infidelity. At least it's not made it in the tabloids. They have children together, and they've never gotten married. So it's worth a heart-to-heart conversation. It doesn't even sound like she's talked to him about it.
You have gotten
here. I mean, if it works for you, then you don't have to be married.
Yeah. Well, obviously, it's not really working for her. She wants more.
He has gotten the milk for free for 20 years.
He's got zero motivation change anything.
Sometimes the coupons expire, though.
He's not going to buy the cow now.
So maybe you can say, it would just really mean a lot to me. I want to do this for our family. It just would mean a lot. Go to him in that attitude, not... Why haven't you married me? It's all in your approach with men.
Can you get the kids to ask? Can you use the kids?
Well, they say that's why Angelina and Brad finally did it, and look how that turned out.
That might actually work. Because when the mother...
But look how it turned out for Angelina and Brad. Getting married might have been what killed it.
Well,
they had a few good years.
They had a lot of good years. These people have 16.
Yeah.
Brad and Angelina had a lot. They had children together. They got married, and not even 2 years later... It went to hell in a handbasket.
Maybe kids should put it on their Santa list.
Maybe marriage is not supposed to be forever. Maybe it's supposed to be for like 10 years, 12, 15, something like that. Maybe. I mean, I know it's forever and ever till death do us part. But what if you took that part out of
the Bible? Well, people didn't used to live as long
now. Yeah, we do live a long time now.
That has a lot to do with it.
What if you just put it in the vows? Let's give it 10 years.
So instead of till death do us part, you just do a 10-year contract?
Let's do 10.
Okay.
Do it like prison. Let's do 8 to 10.
And then you can come back and renew if you want.
Yeah, 8 to 10, with, you know, time off for good behavior. Let you out a little early. That is brilliant.
Or not.
Man, how has a woman not snatched you up and married you?
I know.
Well, she has.
Ideas like that.
Once.
Yeah.
Married once.
That's true. Yeah. A year.
That was
a half.
Just like a day in and out for you, though, right?
Yeah, it was 18 good
overcrowding
months.
Overcrowding in the jail.
Yeah, 18 good months right there.
Oh, wow. You can go to KidNation.com and write us a love letter. We do it every Wednesday with Kelly Raspberry. We'll try to get you in next week. But coming up next, it's time for Whatever Wednesday, everyone. These are the topics you may have missed. Or maybe you want to talk about a TV show you're super into. Or you heard that something happened on the show and you want to ask us about it. I'm pretty sure we're going to get a few questions about, hey, who got engaged?
Wait, somebody got engaged?
What? Yeah. Oh, yeah.
On our show?
Sure, Kelly.
I must have missed that day.
We can recap. We can recap for you. We have a couple of tidbit news stories for you. We'll do Whatever Wednesday. Next, our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
We'll take your calls next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show. You can have whatever
you like. I said you can have whatever you like. Oh, yeah, whatever you like, Kid Nation. That's what this is all about on Whatever Wednesday. If you missed something, you want to talk about something, you're super excited about it, give us a call. 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Like we knew this would happen. Everybody's asking, wait, engagement. Yes. If you missed it on Monday, we announced that our very own Jenna Owens is off the shelf.
I'm off the shelf, yes.
Yes.
Elf off the shelf.
Yeah.
I was on the discount shelf anyway.
She was proposed to, and she accepted. And a lot of people are asking, most of the texts that are coming in that know that you were the one that got engaged, Jenna, is he the same guy that you went to Dubai with?
Yes, it's the ex-boyfriend.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm not quite that random to keep a boyfriend a secret for a minute and then be like, I'm engaged.
Right.
I'm not that quick.
But he's not sort of fiancé like he was sort of boyfriend. He's real fiancé.
Yes, yes. But look, when you go from not dating to something like this, I think both him and I are like, we're a little more realistic about it. We're like, this is the commitment that I wanted. And so we're just going to like move in together and enjoy this. Like, I don't want a wedding, so I'm not in any hurry for anything like that.
Now, you guys had a couple breakups here and there in the last 5 or so years.
Yeah.
When's the anniversary? Did you guys get the date?
Yeah,
together?
No, it's funny. He actually, I don't know if we have an anniversary. I guess we'll have to decide. I don't know. Personally, I'd prefer to just kind of start fresh and be like, and just celebrate an anniversary of when we decide to get engaged.
Yeah.
That's how
go.
I'll be. You
that's
know,
a good one.
I can't keep track of like all of the history with him and I, but he did show me he had saved the first Facebook message that was our first contact because I reached out to him.
Uh-huh.
It was in March of 2012. So we're coming up on 5 years of when we first met.
Well, that's good. At least you have some sort of time frame.
So he showed me the first message that was ever exchanged.
Was it a pickup line? Like, hey, girl.
For me? From me.
You hit him up.
Yeah, I was the initiator. I told you guys, I loved him the first time I saw him, and I like kind of like eyed him for a month or two at the gym. And then I finally figured out, being a crazy girl, who he was. And I friended him on Facebook, and I sent him a message like, I hope you accept my creepy gym friend request, because that'll be awkward when I see you every day at the gym. And then from there, we started talking.
Look at that.
Oh, yeah, it was me being forward from the get-go.
Jenna on the prowl right there.
Didn't put a ring on it.
So, girls, you can be forward. It just might take a long time for them to come around.
5 years later.
Right.
We'll go to the phones here in a second, but real quick from the text. Yesterday, we talked about how Kelly said her boyfriend, Alan, had the most perfect
feet.
Hello,
I'm Alan.
Your feet of perfection.
Soft. Perfection.
He doesn't do anything. He doesn't get pedicures. He doesn't put lotion on them. He doesn't do anything.
Yeah.
Except trim his toenails.
You know, a lot of dudes hit us up and said that apparently it's because we wear socks and stuff.
I wear socks.
You do every day?
Yeah, well, not every day, but during the winter and stuff, I do.
What are you saying? That makes your feet better?
Yeah, I guess it just keeps your feet soft because girls wear those shoes that they cram them in and they're rough.
Sometimes they don't have
socks.
Yeah, no hose on our, you know.
Okay, I can see that.
I think you're onto something there.
Might be calluses.
So it might be the socks.
Might be that.
My wife revealed that I had soft feet that I was not aware of. I hit up my wife, Al hit up his girlfriend, and that's the question here. Did Dr. Girlfriend ever respond?
She did.
What was her favorite Big Al body part?
The lips.
Mm-hmm.
And my hands. And one that I can't mention.
Oh, please. Quit adding.
No, but he really did get he got that text.
She really did.
Yeah.
I'll show it to you.
Yeah. I don't want to see your dirty text.
It wasn't dirty.
It was pretty bad.
It was rated R, at least. So, yesterday, before we go to the phone.
Okay.
I got this cool, my mom called me. And she said, guess what? The florist just left. And I'm like, oh, I didn't send any flowers to my mother. Did I miss something?
Your mama got a honey.
No.
Didn't she have that one dude over that one time?
You didn't think that?
The pastor or something?
I didn't know what it was. But before I could even guess, she said, I have these beautiful flowers that were sent to me. Mm-hmm. The card says, Happy Holidays, Mrs. Mack, from Arsenio Hall.
How about that?
Oh, so sweet.
He's trying to move in on mom.
Isn't that cool?
And I'm like, an older woman. Yeah. I've heard.
And I'm like, no, Arsenio could be my daddy. Is that what y'all trying to say?
Oh my God.
You can do worse. Yeah. Your stepdad.
But I just want to, I just want to say thank you to Arsenio. That was so cool. There's no reason. He wasn't like promoting it. You know, it was just out of the blue. He sent my mom flowers. It was so, so cool. It made me feel good.
What a player.
No.
Come on. Did it make you feel good or make you feel like, damn.
Yeah, right?
A little bit of both.
I'm like, man, it took me like 2 months to fix my mama's step, and you just over sending flowers just randomly for no reason.
And you didn't even fix it, right? Because she wants it fixed again.
Oh, my gosh.
That's cool of Arsenio to do that.
Very cool, man. Very cool.
Let's go to the phones here. Cassidy, how you doing?
Hi.
Hey.
What's going on?
I broke up with my boyfriend a few months ago, and he still likes me. What do I do?
Oh, this is a love letter to Kelly.
Extension here. Yeah. How old are you, Cassidy?
11.
11, okay.
Do you still like him?
No.
Oh,
well, just be polite. That's all you can do. Because, you know, imagine if you had a crush on somebody that didn't return your feelings, how would you want that person to treat you? Just politely, right?
Right.
That's all you can do.
He'll get the hint, Cassidy, after a while.
Eventually.
You just be nice and short. Yeah.
Don't go out of your way to show him too much attention because that would give him false hope. But if he speaks to you, speak back.
Yeah,
you know,
hi.
just be your wonderful, nice self like you are to all your friends.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Good luck, baby.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas.
Okay. Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Oh, they're dating so young these days.
Yeah.
Well, that's
a little boyfriend
and
girlfriend.
Yeah, like going together, you know. Like,
my daughter's got a few hanging on a string.
She got a couple bachelors.
I love it.
My kids even bring up boyfriend girl. I don't think I taught them it.
And they're not doing anything.
No,
they don't even speak. She's like, he looked at me. That's the boy. Yeah. And they're boyfriend girlfriend.
Go with it. Yeah.
Earlier we were talking about Kelly Raspberry's nanny's birthday and how she doesn't get the day off today, and we're very sad.
Oh my God!
Still got to work.
Kelly runs a tight ship.
Kelly runs a tight ship.
Yeah,
shame.
And we got a text saying, hey, I get the day off from work. And Kelly said, well, you probably don't have an important job. And then.
So I love how we summarize things. Yeah.
So the texts are rolling in.
Yeah, loser. Yeah.
Detox wrote us, Kelly.
Oh, boy.
Detox says, dude, I work in the oil fields and they give us our birthday off.
Wow.
The oil field.
The oil field.
Do you know how hard it is to get a day off in the oil field?
They keep our country, the world rolling.
Yeah.
In oil.
It's important.
Fuel. Yeah.
Okay.
He finishes off by saying, longtime listener, never time being read on air. Error.
Way to go, D-Talk. Hey,
welcome. Welcome, D-Talk.
God bless you and D-Talk. The all men of West Texas and all over.
Oh, there's more, Kelly.
Uh-oh.
Kelly, I work as a fireman. And they give us the day off on our birthday. Is that not an important job?
Wow.
Huh?
Wow. God bless you, firemen.
Thank you, sir.
They also work like 20 days in a row.
Sure.
Firemen, like they have really intense schedules.
But they get their birthday off.
Their birthday, Jenna. Because it's important.
We should all, you know, we're all so special important. We should all just take off on our birthday.
Hey, Kelly.
Not if you're Kelly Raspberry's nanny, though.
My job gives me my birthday.
Oh, you're so lucky.
And they pay me. And my job's important. I'm a pharmacist.
Oh.
Oh, whatever.
Wow. She's going to go to the union on you. You're going to get sued.
Well, how about this, Kelly Raspberry? I'm in the military.
The military gets their birthday off.
And it's my birthday, and I have the day off to hang out with my family. Is my job protecting our country?
Yes.
And your freedoms.
Exactly.
Not important.
So you're telling me that everybody in the military is automatically given their birthday off.
I just had this vision of a Navy SEAL that's like, oh, sorry, guys. Actually, I need to leave this mission. It's my birthday. I'm going home.
I mean, come on.
Well, Kelly, I mean, the thing Laura's.
Oh, and they just keep coming in.
I'm sure.
FedEx drivers, police officers.
Oh,
they're all just granted their birthdays off.
Pretty much.
Oh, my gosh, Bob. Your birthday's tomorrow. Just don't come in. That's how that works.
Sure.
Okay.
Because your birthday is important.
That's right.
And so is
your
job.
No one's more important than you are on your birthday.
The only reason I like a birthday is to share it with friends. So what do you do when you're alone? You love coming in here so people can tell you happy birthday all day.
I would text Kelly's nanny and just say, nanny, nanny, nanny. Oh, poor Laura. Laura, you can come work for me, and you're guaranteed to get your birthday.
Yeah.
You can walk Curtis
every... Yeah, because she's quit before her birthday rolls around again.
Walk Curtis every other day of the year, but on your birthday, baby, not only do you get the day off...
So then Curtis suffers. He doesn't get to go potty
because
someone
gets
the day off.
Free food and drinks for you on your birthday. In fact, I'm going to go ahead and throw that out there for her today. You should bring her to the bar tonight.
I'm busy tonight.
Oh, so then you can't even celebrate with her either?
I got her a birthday present, Al.
Oh, no.
I got her a birthday present. I think...
But you're going out tonight?
My obligation is done. I don't need to go take her out to your bar. Now, if you want to offer her free dinner and drinks, that's great.
She's not my name.
Send a car to pick her up. You're so grandiose.
I give all of my employees their birthday,
though. That is bull crap.
Coming up next on the phone, Manny Laura.
Bull crap.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, tonight's a big night for part-time Justin, now full-time Justin.
Yes. I have an improv show coming up.
Ooh.
You have what?
First of all, this is something you had been doing.
Rewind, because you have kept this a secret from the people in the studio, or they just haven't asked you.
Yeah, I didn't ask, really. It was basically what it was. No one came and asked how my Mondays are going.
Right. So for the last, 8-9 weeks?
Yeah, seven. We're going on the seventh week.
Okay. What?
Oh my gosh, I've never kept a secret that long.
What have you been doing?
I could think of one.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure he didn't keep that one either.
That was never in high school. I was actually until college whenever I actually came out.
Yeah.
But it was obvious.
Your mom was like, Justin.
It wasn't until I was like screaming and crying at Kmart because I wanted these ruby red slippers like Dorothy, and then.
So that was it, right?
Yeah,
there.
That's what it was. I wanted those beautiful red slippers.
Come on out, yeah.
So for a month and a half, you've been taking improv classes on the low?
Yes, I have. And it's so good. I love improv. It's the most fun you can have sober.
Okay.
I think. Mm-hmm. And I feel like a kid whenever we go into an improv scene because it's just imagination and anything you say goes. And when I was little, I was playing pretend all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you're doing this with adults that have, like, a great sense of humor, so you're going back and forth.
Now, who's this beautiful young lady that's here with you?
This beautiful person right here is Amanda, my teacher.
Oh.
Hi, Amanda.
Hello.
You teach improv.
I teach improv.
Right. How long have you been doing this?
I've been teaching for about 8 years. I've been doing improv for about 10.
Okay, cool.
Wow.
Now, if a person goes into it that's with a great attitude, that's one thing. They're all enthused. But if a person like Kelly, who hates hates improv.
I hate improv.
Hates
no.
improv. Can you?
I don't mind watching it. I don't like participating in okay. improv.
Which Amanda sucks because our job, most of the time, we have to do a
That's
lot of improv.
That's the thing. We do improv all the time. And
but
Kelly
it's different.
Is good at it.
It's different. When I'm just talking to you about, but if I have to pretend I'm a light bulb and you're going to turn me on and off and
yeah.
I have to, no.
Why
I'm
not?
Not going to do it?
No.
To you be fair, we don't have a lot of light bulb scenes.
You know what I'm saying.
I was tipped off that you didn't like it. I know that you don't like it. But, yeah. I mean, you guys improvise more than really anybody out there.
Yeah, so. But it's different because it's like real life stuff. It's not pretend.
Basically, right. anything that we want to get Kelly to do, Kelly will do everything. I mean,
right.
But if you want her to do stuff,
I'll do it with
do
a
it.
Bad attitude.
Yeah, yeah,
of course.
Yeah.
You just can't
it.
Tell her this is what we're about to do.
Yeah.
How much warning did you have about this?
I remember them mentioning it last week, and I think I blocked it out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect.
They don't want to realize it.
Yeah.
So how has Justin been? So, I mean, since day one, you're 7 weeks in.
He's been great.
Yeah.
He has like a really great attitude when he walks out into a scene. Part of what we do in improv is a lot of times when somebody makes a weird choice, as humans, we want to judge it. Mm-hmm. And think that's weird. That's a messed up decision. Yeah. Why did they do that? But what we're trying to train them to do is to actually support it. So if somebody does decide to make a weird decision, like make Kelly a light bulb, we could just kind of all roll our eyes on the side of the stage and think, oh, this is horrible.
Stupid.
I don't want to be a light bulb.
Right.
Yeah. Or we can all go out there
embrace
and do
it.
Some, yes, embrace it and be the biggest light bulb you've ever seen.
Embrace the
guys,
big Kelly.
Yeah.
Imagine if we embraced everything we said.
All the time.
No, we'd have a show.
Oh, yes,
we would have a show. We would have no conflict.
But that's kind of the first rule of improv, right?
Right.
I mean,
agreed.
I don't know anything. Other than that, you say yes.
You
so
say
no
yes,
matter
and.
What, like I'm okay. I only have one arm, and it's like no, you have two. You can't do that.
No.
You can't
no.
contradict what someone says.
Yeah,
you just
no.
go with it.
We say a lot of times the fun is always on the other side of yes. So if you do walk out, Jenna, into a scene and you have one arm, and somebody says, "I thought you had two," then it's just kind of everything
wah,
is stopped.
Wah, yeah.
wah. We don't want to watch that
yeah.
scene.
Right.
Yeah.
Everybody in the audience wants to watch the scene
yeah.
of Jenna with one arm. Then what is she able to do with one arm, and how crazy can it
right.
get? Because we're trying to get to Crazy Town as quickly as possible.
Gotcha.
Right. Improv scene.
Because we don't need Captain Obvious in improv, basically. You don't need that
you
guy.
Can.
He's actually yeah. a funny character.
Sure.
And I've noticed, and in conversations in real life, just like if you're hanging out with a friend or talking to someone on the phone, if you're just going along with the conversation instead of arguing against it and you just accept it and you're going back and forth, mm-hmm. the conversation's going to be better and you are
yeah.
going to have a great
yeah.
time
All
if
right.
we always say yes.
So Caroline, who works back there, and I have a improv bit going on here
okay.
that they despise.
It's oh, not boy. Improv if you keep on doing
it's
it
just,
every time.
That's just stupid.
It's an actual bit.
It's basically where we pretend we don't know that we work together.
Oh,
you know?
Okay. It's great.
They hate it, though.
Yeah.
In improv, you would have to welcome that in and go along with it, right?
Oh, yeah. It
was, yes.
And if that was something that was here and you were surrounded by improvisers, then people would probably continually do an introduction of you two every day.
See?
Try to get you guys to go to lunch to get to know each other. It's
improv,
a lot of
bits.
Guys. No, it's a lot
yeah.
of bits.
It was
yeah.
funny the first time when we weren't used to it.
You, and of
it
all
was,
people, should have
Well, I embraced
that.
It the first time.
You know
time.
What? Here's the thing. You
what?
Don't take the bit further.
We always take it further.
No, you don't.
You just
do the
say,
same.
Oh, you work
same.
Well, because here's you guys
bit.
Don't feed the bit. If you fed the
Why
bit,
don't you
it'll be...
entertain us and take it further?
Yes.
Y'all have nowhere else to go.
You'll only get past the introductions, and that's it.
Yeah, you have to
yeah.
heighten it.
Yeah, we're going to heighten it.
You have to heighten
it. Heighten
it. You're putting it on us.
You guys put a little gasoline in that fire. Now we're
yeah.
lit up.
What do you think mm-hmm. Justin's biggest improv skill has been?
He has really strong initiations. So a lot of times when you walk out into a scene and you start with something... For example, people can walk out and say, oh, it's so good to see you. Well,
mm-hmm.
that's great. Who is this person? Where are we? What are we doing? Why are you glad to see them? But Justin is really great at putting something specific in there. So
mm-hmm.
he'll walk out and say something like, oh my gosh, Mom, I'm so happy you brought an apple pie. So then it's narrowed it down to anybody in the world, anything that's going on, to he's happy to see his mom. She's brought an apple pie. Now we're going to figure out why he's happy that she's here with an
and
apple
that,
pie.
And that's on the other person to
and
keep
now
it
Now it's
going?
On the other person.
Yeah.
Oh.
But really, people, I think, have a misconception for improv. They think you have to be witty, you
mm-hmm.
have to be funny,
yeah.
and you have to be quick. While all of that is helpful, what I always say, and I'll say it to them, you know, before their show tonight, hey, there's two things that you have to remember when you walk out on stage. Listen and respond to the last thing that is said.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, have fun.
Right.
Because you can't plan what you're going to say if you don't know what they're going to say it when they're going to say it. Like, if you ever planned a conversation, you're driving
you
to work and you think, I'm going to go in, I'm going to say this, this is how this is going to go. And then you get there and it does not work. Right.
Never.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the thing. We're just
yeah.
training you to listen more actively and yeah. then respond.
This is okay. a great skill to
yes,
have.
Yes, it is. I didn't know how I suck at listening. And so this class has helped me listen so well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's great. And I love it.
So what happens in the show tonight? Sorry.
We're going to perform, do a little improv for you guys. It's going to take an hour.
For you guys.
For you guys.
What?
Wait a minute.
Yeah, y'all going to come?
Wait a minute. What? Listen, Kelly wants to answer.
No.
All right.
You got to come to my show.
But that was
Tristan,
too
this is
improv.
No notice. I have a child.
Okay, bring her.
And I'll up one, and I have two children.
Bring them.
I have two restaurants.
Oh, my God. Okay, Jenna? Fine. Well, it's tonight.
I'm busy.
It's tonight at 7:30.
We're so supportive.
Yeah, as you can tell, Amanda, we support.
That's fine.
But you haven't been able to rehearse for this, right?
No.
Well, we practice every week, but we don't know what the show is going to be.
Yeah.
Because you do the, like, yell out a word, and then...
That's it. So it's long-form improv. A lot of people think of improv as whose line is it anyway? So mm-hmm. that's short-form, lots of games. It's really quick. This is still quick, but we just take one word at the top of the show, okay. and then that's used to inspire the entire show. And they can kind of go off on a tangent if they like.
Awesome.
It's A to C thinking, so... If you suggested the word pineapple, well, pineapple makes me think of the beach, which makes me think of suntan lotion.
Okay.
So I would use suntan lotion to start my scene as opposed
Not
to just a straight
pen.
Pineapple.
I would think of a pen.
Got it.
Look
got
at
it.
This knowledge pineapple. She's dropping on you guys.
Are you nervous?
I'm a little nervous to perform, yeah.
Oh, well, let's make Justin a little more nervous
okay.
Because we're going to give a pair of tickets to caller number 12 right now at 800 Kid Live.
Oh, to the show?
Yeah. At 800 Kid Live.
Oh, sorry, I didn't hear you. 800-543-3548.
800-5-geek-it. We don't listen well on this
show. No, I did not. No. Number one rule.
Nobody listens.
That's cool.
Is there an exercise?
Yes.
Oh,
that we're going to do today, Amanda?
Right. We talked about doing an improv exercise.
Yes. No.
Oh, this is yay.
Look at that positive Kelly.
The one exercise we did that one time, I really had fun when we were picking each other up in the car. You know, when we had to be something different. Do you remember that? You were very unhappy that day. You were very stressed out. But everyone had to take on a different persona and then hop in the car and you had to figure out what it was. Like, JC was really paranoid. Mm-hmm. Remember? I remember this so vividly.
Well, this exercise, not to derail what you said, Jenna. But,
no, I was just trying to refresh Kelly's memory that she did a good job with it even though she hated it.
Okay.
She's good at it. Just
yeah.
you don't have to tell her she's improving. Because when you tell her you're improving, she stresses out.
She's stressing out. Let's go with it.
All right.
Well, this exercise is let's plan a party exercise. Okay. And it's easier because it's more just conversation.
Let's plan a party.
Yes.
Right.
So we're going to plan a party for Jenna's engagement.
Okay.
An engagement party.
Yay!
There's only one rule for the party. Is somebody will make a statement. Justin's going to start us off, and he's going to throw out an idea for something he'd like to see at your engagement party. And then you're going to say yes, and you're going to add some other information to it. So you kind of want it to pertain to the last thing that is said, so you can't plan what you want at Jenna's party until you hear what the person before. Right.
Okay.
Because you're trying to add something that kind of makes sense. We don't want a total non sequitur. We want to start at one spot and then get to Crazy Town as quickly as possible.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. I'm nervous, Amanda.
Yeah, you'll be fine.
Okay.
Y'all improvise all the time.
At the end of this exercise, Amanda, will you grade us and tell us which one did the best and the least
so
best?
So hard because it's, you know,
it's
not subjective. About competition.
It's subjective.
Know, but we always want to outdo the other. So
okay. Yes, we do.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
We go around in a circle? Or
do you want to go around the circle?
Yeah, let's go around the circle.
Right. Okay.
Y'all comfortable with that?
Yeah.
Sure.
Right.
Okay. Right. So an engagement party for... an engagement party for Jenna. Okay, when you walk into the party, everyone has to crawl around a whole bunch of little puppy pugs.
Yes.
To say hello.
I love that idea. Let's add to the pugs. I'd love farm animals as well.
Yes, and with the farm animals, I'd like to have a small circus so people can participate at the party.
Nice.
Is it me?
Yes.
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 Yes, and?
And?
Yes, and.
We'll bring... Snacks.
Snacks.
All right.
I
love snacks
for animals. Snacks for animals.
You need to feed the animals, Kelly. Well
animals
done.
Animals like snacks.
Yes, yes,
snacks.
Yes, yes. Al?
All right. And animals love snacks, but somebody's got to be in charge of the poop picker-uppers.
Right.
So I'll bring the pooper picker-upper.
That sounds good, Al. All and right. I think that we need to greet the animals by licking them.
Yes. And we all have chapstick just in case our lips get chapped.
Right.
Yes, that sounds great and all, you guys. But can we have this party in California?
Yes, we'll have it in California, and then we'll send back party favors from the party.
Sure.
That sounds great.
And then...
um...
And then we'll bring in the strippers.
Hey!
There we go.
Yeah, crazy dad.
Yep.
It is a party.
Uh-huh. There you go.
Oh, and yes, and I'll bring my cousin because she is like the world's greatest stripper that I found out when I went to the strip club and I found, hey, there's your cousin.
And I'll make sure I go to Chuck E. Cheese and get nothing but quarters and we should tip them with that.
Yes, and we'll have prizes for the stripper who won the most money that night, and that is a hotel room.
Yes, but I would prefer to keep this a little bit classier, mm-hmm. you guys. And mm-hmm. I think now's the time to tell you that JC has already offered to be the male entertainment at the party.
Oh. Yes, and then we'll stream it so that all of the listeners can see right. JC doing the male entertainment.
Stripping.
Yes.
Kelly?
And then... we can...
Anything in the world,
anything
Kelly.
At anything at an engagement party. Yes. Then... we get to meet Jenna's new in-laws.
Oh.
Yes. Yes. Because I heard that her mother-in-law, future, used to be on the pole.
No. Wow. No. Uh-huh. Back to the pole. You can't support that.
And then she and I will have a strip-off.
Yeah. You can't support that.
Ho-ho.
Kelly.
That's yes. her future mother-in-law.
No. Yes. And then Britney Spears comes in as a special guest to sing the song to the performance JC and Jenna's mother-in-law will dance and strip off to.
Yes, I just need you guys to be prepared that the mother-in-law is no longer with us, so it might be a casket.
And then we'll get a new mother-in-law for Jenna. So we'll have a contest.
A new mother-in-law?
Yeah. She said we'll have a contest.
Yeah, we'll have a contest.
Yeah.
And here's Kelly.
And
Where's the stopping point, though? I just really need it.
We got to go around 10 times.
10 times? And then Jenna gets drunk and mistakes the twin for her fiance.
Oh!
How's that?
Yes.
Okay.
So this is the point in an improv scene where it's like the day that something happens. This is when it gets really interesting.
Oh, see, so I made it better.
You really.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Look at that. A natural.
Yes. And then Jenna stormed out and called off the engagement.
Why would she storm out?
Because
she's cheating.
Yeah. Hold on.
By mistake.
Yeah.
And then Jenna comes back and goes, why did I storm out, you guys? Yeah, that was weird, huh?
Yes. And then everyone goes, aw, Jenna, it's okay. You made a mistake. And then they all punch you on the arm and say, it's okay.
Yes.
It's okay.
And then I'm like, psych, guys. I was just kidding about the whole thing.
Oh.
About the marriage?
Yeah.
About the engagement party?
Is that the end?
I don't know. How are you supposed to end this?
That, well.
It was just a joke. The end.
The end.
Yes, the end.
Way to go,
that
Kelly.
That was a good exercise, though.
Way to go, Kelly.
Amanda, thank you so much for teaching Justin to listen.
Of course. He's been great. So.
Yes, thank you.
Hopefully he will impart his knowledge to you guys. So.
And thank you so much, Amanda. You're an amazing teacher, and I have so much respect for you.
You're
I love you.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.